March 17, 1921, Jesus makes Louisa pass from the office which his humanity had upon earth, to the office which his will had within his humanity. I was saying to my sweet Jesus, I don't know, the more you say you give to me by means of your holy volition, the more wretched and ugly I feel. I should feel better, more good. Instead, it is all the opposite. And Jesus told me, my daughter, the more the grain of my will grows in you, the more you will feel the misery of your straw. In fact, when the ear begins to form, grain and straw are one single thing. But when the life of the ear keeps forming, as the grain matures, the straw is detached from it, and remains only as defense of the grain. Therefore, the more wretched you feel, the more the grain of my will keeps forming in you, and is close to perfect maturation. The straw within you is nothing other than your weak nature which, living together with the sanctity and the nobility of my will, feels its misery even more. Then he added, my beloved, up until now you have done before me the office which my humanity had upon earth. Now I want to change your office, giving you another one, more noble, more extensive. I want to give you the office which my will had within my humanity. See how much higher and more sublime this is. My humanity had a beginning, my will is eternal. My humanity is circumscribed and limited, my will has no limits and no boundaries. It is immense. A more noble and distinguished office I could not give you. On hearing this, I said, my sweet Jesus, I can find no reason why you want to give me such an office. Nor have I done anything to deserve such a great favor. And Jesus, the whole reason is my love, your littleness, your living in my arms like a baby who cares about nothing but her Jesus alone, and the fact that you have never refused me any sacrifice which I have asked of you. I do not let myself be impressed by great things, because in the things which appear to be great there is always something human. But by small things, small in appearance, though great in themselves. And then, you yourself should have understood that I was to give you a special mission in my will. That continuous speaking to you about my will. That making you understand its admirable effects, which I have done with no one until now. I behaved with you like a teacher who wants his disciple to become perfect either in medicine, or in history, or in something else. It seems that he cannot speak about anything else. He keeps harping on that point. So I did with you, I assumed the attitude of teacher of divine will, as if I ignored all the rest. After I instructed you well, I manifested to you your mission and how the fulfillment of the fiat voluntas tua on earth will begin in you. Courage, my daughter. I see that you are losing heart. Do not fear. You will have all of my will as your help and support. And while he was saying this, he caressed my head, my face, my heart with his hands, as though confirming what he was saying. Then he disappeared.